Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to continue our series of messages on the subject of spiritual sacrifices we offer to the Lord. I have spoken on this a number of times, and I want to continue this subject for a few more times. But I want to emphasize that in the Old Testament, the people of Israel made some tremendous mistakes in their walk before God. They came to believe that the spiritual sacrifices were not really that important to God, that the outward manifestations of their love for God were the main thing that God wanted. And so they continued throughout their history to offer blood sacrifices. They would bring the best of their fruits from their fields and from their trees to God. And they would bring various things to God, but their hearts were far from Him. In other words, they weren't taking their relationship with God, their heart relationship with God, very seriously. And I believe that this is probably one of the greatest problems in the world today among Christians, and that is that we don't take our heart relationship with God as seriously as we should. We know, of course, that we first came into relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sin, of course, blocked us from any fellowship and any relationship with God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And so in our hearts, we were lost in our sin. And we could not come to God. And without forgiveness of sins, of course, we would be condemned to hell forever. We would deserve to be condemned. We are not lost because we have or have not trusted Him. We're lost because we're sinners and we need a Savior. And so one day we came to the Lord Jesus as our Savior. We came through Him into relationship with God. Came through God the Son, the divine Son of God. We came into the presence of the Godhead, and we can now have relationship with God. God would now be our Heavenly Father. Our problem, and I want to come back to this again, our problem, therefore, is not relationship. Our problem is taking seriously this relationship. Sometimes we're like a son who lives in his mother's home, and one day he comes to his mother and he says to his mother, "You know, I need help, and you and father never seem to reach out and help me." And the mother says to him, "Wait a minute." She says, "You live in our house, but you never talk to us. You never fellowship with us. You never say thank you for anything we do for you. You never seem happy that I'm your mother. You never tell me that you love me." In other words, you don't act like a son. You're not living in good relationship with me as a son. And this, unfortunately, is the way many Christians act today. They are saved. They look back to the day when they were saved, or supposedly saved, because we pointed out before, if they are so set on the world and they're so turned completely away from God, it is doubtful they ever were saved, they ever came into relationship with Him. But when we come to the Lord, even if we are Christians who are not turned away from God and not turned away from sin, even still, we're tempted to take Him very carelessly. Even when we pray, if we were to really check carefully on our prayers, even when we pray, we would find that most of what we pray is request, is simply asking God for things, even demanding things of God. "Now, God, I belong to You. You've made so many promises to me. This is my need. I want You to answer my need. Amen." And this is no way to come to God. Of course, God wants to hear our cry. He wants to know when we have problems, when we have needs, when we have questions in our hearts, when we're going through deep times of difficulty, and even when other people are treating us badly. But God wants more than this in our relationship with Him. And so today I just want to touch for a few moments on the subject of praising and magnifying God. Praising and magnifying God. And in our Bibles, I want us to turn to Psalm 69, beginning with verse 30 and going down to verse 34. Verse 30 has this to say, "I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him with thanksgiving." Verse 31, This shall also please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek the Lord. So the key verses there are verses 30 and 31. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving, and this will please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. In other words, we often substitute our heart response, our heart praise, our heart magnifying of God, we substitute that with external things. And God wants more than this. In the last one, we were talking about the fellowship that God desires with us in our prayer life. He just wants to fellowship with us. He wants us to come into his presence and be blessed to be in his presence, to be able to just sit at his feet and learn from him and worship him in everything. And now we're studying the fact that we come into his presence with praise and thanksgiving, and we're magnifying his name when we come into his presence. We're pausing to do this. You look over, for instance, at the book of Revelation, chapter 5. I just alluded to this before, and now I want to come back to it, and I want you to think of it for a moment. Revelation chapter 5 is a recording there of what happens after the coming of the Lord Jesus. And people now are bowing before him. In Revelation chapter 5, it speaks of all of the different kinds of people that are bowing down before him. It speaks of 24 elders, and then it speaks of a great multitude. And finally it says that the whole creation is bowing down before him. And they're singing a song to him. And the song is this in verse 9. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. When was the last time that you prayed nothing but a prayer of praise and magnifying of the Lord? When you didn't even ask him for a single thing, when you came before his presence and you spent time, even considerable time, just praising and thanking him, praising him for all his blessings. You know, some of the Psalms are completely devoted to this. They do nothing but praise the name of the Lord. You look in some of these psalms, like 103 and some of these others, where the whole psalm is devoted to this, is just devoted to praise and thanks and honor to the name of the Lord. And the Lord wants to hear this. He wants to know not only that we're thankful, but in our hearts we're praising him for his goodness, for what he's done to us and for us in salvation when he saved us through the blood of the Lord Jesus, how he blesses us in our Christian life. Imagine a son who always comes to his father asking for things, but he never says thank you for anything. He never remembers any good thing his father ever has done for him. All he can remember is the times when his father didn't seem to hear him, or when his father didn't give him always what he wanted. And so it's like he's blaming his father and expecting everything. And this is the way God must feel when we don't praise and magnify his holy name. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, it speaks of the coming of the Lord Jesus. If you were to look at verses 5 to 8, it speaks of how the Lord Jesus humbled himself. He came down from heaven's glory. The divine Son of God was born in the flesh. Mary, of course, was his fleshly mother. She's not the mother of God, but she's his fleshly mother. And so he came down in the flesh, was born of Mary, whom we honor and respect. And then, after he died on the cross and after he resurrected from the dead, now he's taken back to heaven again. And so verse 9 begins, therefore God has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. know, this is the idea again of our bowing down before Him with praise and thanks and magnifying of His name. And so we bow down before Him and we express our praise and our thanks. And again, this is what God wants to hear, that we still respect Him in this way. We still look to Him as the Lord God Almighty, the God who's done so much for us. And to be able to say to God, "Today I don't have anything to ask of You. Please let me just praise and thank You and magnify Your name and exalt You." And I promise you, we could say to God, that when I go out of this place of prayer, that I'm going to magnify and praise You and exalt You before men. And people need to see this in our lives. Other Christians need to see this, that we have a life of praise and magnifying of the Lord. And this should be a deep desire of our hearts, that we would continually praise and magnify Him. And so I leave also this challenge with you, that this would be another of the spiritual sacrifices you would offer to the Lord. I pray that you might find in your own heart the time and the willingness and the desire to offer such a sacrifice to God. May God bless you, each one.